Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to our New Beginnings Ministry. And we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I think I need to mute someone. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking out time to be a part of this hour. Yes, we can begin again. Isn't it beautiful when we accept Christ in our life and we have a new beginning? In actuality, I wake up every day and say it's a new beginning, a new opportunity for God to do something new in my life, to do something different in my life, to be a blessing to someone as I go on my journey. As we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, we're an interactive ministry. And the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. That is the call-in number. And you just hit the number one if you have a question for the speaker at that time. We also would like to inform you that we are on Zoom. If you'd like to go to a Zoom for a face-to-face interaction, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital P-S-A-L-M, without an S, 23. And you will have access to the Zoom. And the third thing that we'd like to inform you would be that you can go into the archive and listen to this message after it has been completed. And we always like when you go in and share it with a friend, be a blessing to someone. Amen. We're going to move forward, and the next voice you're going to hear will be my wife, Dr. Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, and she will be speaking this evening. Amen. And we're going to move right away. Father God, I ask, Lord, that you would just bless Suzanne in a special way, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just give her clarity in mind. I pray, Lord, that as she speaks this evening, Heavenly Father, let it be an anointing to the ear gates of someone who may be listening. I pray, Lord, that you would bless her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet as she moves forward to proclaim the gospel in Jesus Christ. We thank you for all those that came on and all those who may be coming, and even those who may want to be here and have other opportunities or other engagements. We ask that you bless them. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as we continue to move forward, Heavenly Father, let us be a blessing, Heavenly Father, to others. And we just give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Amen. Dr. Suzanne. Can you give us a little bit more volume? We can hear you. I can hear you. I don't know about others. Let me see. Sister Terrace, are you there? Okay, can you hear her clearly? Okay. What about someone on, I see Minister Herman, can you hear her clearly?
Yes, sir, I can hear her.
You can hear her? Okay. All right, I guess it's just me. All right, I need
check
my... Yeah. Say it again.
I was going to say something again, Dr. Suzanne.
Could you say something again to see if your audio is clear? Okay, I know what I need to do.
Well, I can hear.
Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Have your pencils and paper ready and let's get started. Tonight we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. Now, when I know this is April, not November, we're not going to talk about the third Thursday of November in the United States where people gorge themselves with turkey and sweet potato pie and cranberry sauce and greens, and I won't even say anything else because I get hungry. And not that Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the Thanksgiving to the Lord expects from us, that we as his children, we as the body of Christ, bring to him. when I think about gratitude, in other words, and Thanksgiving, I think about the first thing that comes to mind, and what I was trying to decide what I wanted to share with you, was about those early days of COVID when we were all sheltering in. And John and I are empty nesters. It was just the two of us in the house. And we really were not used to just being the two of us for 24 hours, 7 days a week, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. You know what I'm getting at. But we learned more about each other in that time because we sheltered in. And during that time, the Lord impressed upon me to keep a gratitude journal, because in spite of whatever is going on in the world, we need to stay focused on God.
Amen.
We need to keep our eyes on the cross. So I kept a little notebook, and every morning when I get up for my quiet time, I write down three things to the Lord that I was grateful for. For instance, I was grateful that recently my medication was reduced. And one medication I'm completely off of. Praise God. That's what I said in the doctor's office. Praise God. You know, hallelujah. You know, I was excited about that. I'm thankful for that. I want the Lord to know that I appreciate it, that I'm for that. So I say it. I articulate it. The other thing I wrote down, I may write down, would be a place for metaphor, my health. I am so thankful that we have a roof over our head, because that didn't have to be. Praise God. That's the Lord's provision. I praise him for that. Another thing that I may have written down, because every day it was three things. Oh, and not that I couldn't go any further, but we should at least be able to thank him for the three.
Mm-hmm.
Would be to thank him that he has provided for us. That during COVID, that the finances weren't touched, that we were still able to. It was different, but we didn't suffer. We didn't suffer. We adjusted, but we didn't suffer. Thank God for the opportunity to not suffer, for the opportunity to have choices, for the opportunity to just praise him. Then the second part of my gratitude journal was about my husband. And he doesn't know this, but every day I write down three things that grateful for my husband. And I'm going to tell you a couple that I could write down for today. I got in my car this morning, and the tank was full. I appreciate John for filling up my tank before he brought the car home.
Yeah,
But he had washed, waxed the car. I look good riding down the street. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. He needs to know that. I appreciate it when he calls before he comes home and says, do we need anything? Is there anything that you want? Do you want me to stop? Do you need me to stop? I appreciate that. I am grateful for that. I am grateful. And I'm going on past the three, but I'm grateful that he even takes care of himself. That he's active, he exercises, and he takes care of himself as far as his health, physical health is concerned. I am grateful for that. What would you write in your gratitude journal if you were journaling? What would you tell the Lord that you're grateful for? If you could write down three things, anyone want to speak up? For what are you most thankful for?
Amen. I appreciate. Yes. Amen. I appreciate the Lord being forever upfront and present in my life. He doesn't leave me to myself when I go off. He brings me back. He's the compass. He's the center of how I move and live and have my being. And that's the utmost thing. And everything else after that, the family and friends and you and Elder John and so many other things, but God is the utmost thing in my life. He doesn't leave me to myself. And I am grateful for that. Because where would I be? I'd be dead, sleeping in my grave. No, that's all. I'm finished.
Amen. That's a lot. That's a lot. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes. I would like to say that I appreciate. I get up every morning. Before I go to bed, I'm saying, thank you, Lord, for this day. When I get up, I'm thanking the Lord for this day. Then I thank him for shelter, the roof over my head, for water and food in the refrigerator. And then I can walk and talk. And I have breath to thank him for. And then my next thing is thank him for one more day. Every day is a new day in my life. And I give God the praise. And all day long, I'm praising God, even as I'm walking in the house. Then I praise him for my car that is like a secret place that I pray in to each and every time I get to that wheel. And God is riding, driving with me. So those are some of the things. And each day I continue. Some days it's a little different. But the first thing, one I pray for and think about, thanking God for one more day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. This is, I thank the Lord for the intimate conversation he had with me, that he still has with me. For that, I'm thankful for God continues to, he continues to remind me that he's a promise. So I can't believe that. So I, and it's a lot I'm thankful for. All the relationships in the past and throughout the day of my life. People are walking. I can hear him talking to me and talking about me both. So I'm really thankful about it. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
All my fault, and all you have to do is talk. I just, so you may was trying to speak before, and your mic was off, but I have opened up all the mics now.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Today is the third day of the Easter season. Sometimes we think that Easter day, the Sunday, Resurrection Day, is the end. You know, Easter's over. We can put up the decorations. But in reality, it was the beginning of the church. It was the beginning of when the disciples, those believers, those followers, really came to know who Jesus was. The 40 days that the Lord walked on this earth with them and taught them and suffered with them. Those 40 days So, yeah. Oh, much be thankful for.
Amen.
In Psalm 100, and I'm reading from this verse I'm going to read to you right now. It's the short version from the NIV. It's a psalm. Thank you. Of the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord is God. Reasons for us to give praise to the Lord. One reason we shout for joy is because he is our creator. That all the earth rejoices in his creation. Just, my son and I drove across to North Carolina, and as we were driving, the weather was absolutely beautiful. It was a beautiful day. It's just going through the mountains of West Virginia, coming, you know, through Virginia and North Carolina. It was absolutely breathtaking. Looking at all of creation, just beautiful. How wonderful our Lord is. That we worship him with gladness. That we should come before him with joy and gladness. That we honor him. Hallowed be his name. Honor we give him. God. I am his daughter. He calls me Susie. We are his people, his sons and daughters, and he loves us. He takes great pleasure in us. He takes great pleasure when we praise him, when we come to him, when we ask him for things, when we thank him, when we worship him. He takes great pleasure in that. Where our responsibilities as his children enter his gates with thanksgiving. He wants us to enter the courts with praise. He wants us to give thanks and use his name. Praise his name. Amen. Because he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Because he is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Because he is Jehovah Nisi, he's our banner. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. good. That's why we praise him. Because his love endures forever. That's why we praise him. Because he's faithful. That's why we praise him.
Amen.
Because for generations, this is the same God that my Nana used to tell me about, would sing about, and talk about his goodness. Now, here I am, a grandmother. And hopefully I am impressing on my children and grandchildren the feel how the Lord has been with us for generations upon generations upon generations, that he has not changed, that he will not change. We can take his resume to the bank. It is solid. He does not change. He keeps his promises. Amen, amen. The scripture gives us those six reasons that the Lord is God, he's our creator, we are his people, he's good, his goodness endures forever, and his faithfulness never ends. Of those six reasons, which reason motivates you to praise God? Any takers? For me, it's all of them. When John and I were, when he asked me to marry him, I was not reluctant because of him, but reluctant about John would be ready to deal with somebody who praises the Lord the way that I do. Because I shut the door to my bedroom and I sing and dance. And a lot of times when I'm here in the house alone, I'm just singing and, you know, using my prayer language and just praising the Lord. Because all of these reasons make me so grateful. All of these reasons make me know that he loves me. Father God loves me. It reminds me that Jesus Christ loves me, that he died on the cross. Didn't have to. He could have got down at any time, but he chose to. Our responsibility as children of God is to know that the Lord is God. I remember ladies that I used to study with, the older ladies, they said, you got to know that you know that you know. You got to know and you know it. And when I was younger, I would say, like, what in the world does that mean? What are they talking about? But now that I'm one of those old ladies, I'm sure the kids call me that, I know that I know that I know. I know that the Lord is God. I know it in my knower. I feel it in my spirit. The attitude of God's people is come before him with thanksgiving, to draw closer to him in praise. The more we pray, the more we express our thankfulness,
mm-hmm.
the more we praise and worship, the closer you draw to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You increase your relationship with the Lord. And I know that most of us pray five times a day. Pray in the morning, pray at night, and pray with our meals, morning, noon, and evening meal. But to whisper praise and prayer all throughout the day, to commune with the Lord throughout the day, builds your relationship with the Lord. Prayer deepens our relationship and answers prayer. Increase our faith when we share what the Lord has done for us, when we share, give our praise reports about the answered prayers, when we remind one another of how good God is. Sometimes we get into our feelings and into ourselves and have little pity parties And that's where it's important for us as believers, us as brothers and sisters in Christ, to remind one another, courage to hold them up until they're rejoicing and praising and dancing before the Lord. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, a joyous shout. I talked about my expressions when I'm here at home praising the Lord. And even at church, because I came from a church where, even though I'm a shy person, with my experience with God and my knowing who the Lord is now, I'm not aware of other people around me when I'm worshiping. So I don't feel as shy, if that makes any sense. I want to shout. I want to raise my hands. I want to dance before the Lord. I want to run to the altar. I want to lay at the altar. I want to get on my knees. I want to lay prostrate because no one else is around but the Lord. Is your expression of joy and thanksgiving limited? Are you being halted because you're self-conscious of what somebody else is going to say or how you may look before some people? Do you need to be set free? Do you need freedom to have more joy for the life the Lord has given you? Pray about it. And I encourage you, like I told John when we got married, I said, you don't understand. I get kind of crazy. I have to have my time of prayer. The kids were used to mommy going in the basement, shutting the door. They were used to mommy going in the bedroom, shutting the door. John's gotten used to it, too. The essence of praise is thanksgiving. And the essence of thanksgiving is worship. Now, that's not my quote. That quote comes from Bishop Scales out of Columbus. And I'll say it again. The essence of praise is thanksgiving. And the essence of thanksgiving is worship. So thanksgiving is three-dimensional. We praise the Lord for what he has done. We praise the Lord for the biblical references that we can go back and quote scripture when we pray. We praise him, and when we pray, when we remember those things that he has done for us in the past, that he's done for people that we know, that we heard about, that he's done, what he's done in our family, we remember. We praise him for those things, for what he's done. We say thank you for what you did for Mama. We say thank you for bringing me through the storm. Like I said before, we look at the Lord's personal resume and we say thank you because we know we can count on it. The second point in three-dimensional thanksgiving is we thank him for what he is doing. What is he doing right here, right now? What is the current blessing in this time? I praise God for the sunshine. I praise him for the weather that we had today. It was absolutely beautiful. I got out in it. Thank you, Lord. I thank him to be able to open the windows and let the fresh air in. I thank him. Thank him that we have the groceries that we need in order to do what we need to do and to provide nourishment for one another. I'm so grateful. I thank him for the immediacy of John coming home safely. And then I'll go back. Number one was thank him for what he's done. Number two, thank him for what he's doing. And number three, thank him for what you anticipate, what you're anticipating, what you're trusting and believing for, what you're building your faith in the waiting room for. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. You know God's resume. You know his character. You know what is aligned with Christ. So that's what he's doing, what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will do. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions or comments?
All mics.
Oh,
I was just saying, all mics open now. Some of the mics out here. Back.
Questions? Philippians 4, verse 4 to 7 says, tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. That was in the Passion Version. Another scripture from the Passion Translation is Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. In the same way you received Jesus, our Lord and Messiah, by faith, continued your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with him. Your spiritual roots go deeply into his life as you are continually infused with strength and courage in your conscience. For you are establishing the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to him. The more you go to him, the more you commune with him, the closer you become to him, just like your best friend. They didn't become best friends just because you said, hey, will you be my best friend? And somebody says, okay. It's because of the time invested. It's because of the intimacy of conversation and sharing and listening. That's what builds relationships. Colossians 4, be faithful to pray as intercessors who are fully alert in giving thanks to God. Amen. Any questions? I challenge you to recognize and thank the one who has provided the gift. Remember Revelation 7 says blessing and glory and thanksgiving and honor, power, and might be to our God ever and forever. Amen. Questions or comments? Psalm 100 from the Passion Translation says, lift up a great shout of joy to Yahweh. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere, worship Yahweh with gladness. Sing your way into his presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have Yahweh our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For Yahweh is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. His faith for his faithfulness toward you. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. I thank you all so much for listening this evening. I hope that this message has been one that of encouragement to you. I hope that it will be one that blesses you. I encourage you to express your thankfulness every day, even for the little things. The Lord is concerned about every aspect of our life. All to him, even the little things. What step you're taking, what you're today, what you're going to wear today, what you're going to eat today, all of it. All of it. Oh. Thank him for those things. Express yourself to him. I pray that you like to share about share your gratitude with us if you have what we're working on.
Well, this is the Terrace. I'm always open to share my gratitude with the Lord. Just someday, sometime, I feel I can never thank you enough for being so good to me. I can never thank you enough for being my keeper. I can never thank you enough, like, you know, for looking through breakthroughs. Okay, well, the Lord brought me to have a breakthrough, but I thank the Lord because he can breakthroughs, deliverance, transformation in my life that he has brought me, and I'm grateful for that. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about relationships. You know, a lot of times people put up with people, but nobody tried to get relationship into the relationship. Nobody, Lord, what do you want? I believe that sometimes in relationships, they really work out really well if God is in the. Because then that'll help you make the decisions. That'll teach you to pray together. And all the scriptures that you were reading, I was writing down, I was thinking about them. I was saying, you know what? We be so, and a lot of times people run into these self-help groups, you know, how to get a man and how to keep a man, how to do this, how to be friends with people at work and how to do this. But at the beginning of the day, they should say, well, Lord, how can I be in a more intimate relationship with you? Because if we're in an intimate relationship with you, or a relationship of gratitude, as you were saying, with the Lord, then he's going to work things out. So, you know, he's going to keep things in order. And one thing I was thinking about, that when we have, I was thinking, I said, okay, I've had some problems. I don't know about nobody. And sometimes the relationship could be with my, where they just understand, or even people I know. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to you, and it reminded me of, hey, it's communication, it's compromise, it's taking it to the Lord. Sometimes I have to be quiet and say, Lord, you what? Crazy? Unlocked the situation, unlocked the, praising the Lord opens up the channel to bring forth the healing and the stuff I need. And I realized that if I wasn't grateful to God and thankful for what he's doing, and in the scriptures you gave from Philippians and different scriptures you gave, I was thinking, you know, we all really need to start up our day with being thankful and grateful. Because it was that myself tell you too, I didn't even know his own name. they asked me, but I didn't know, but I couldn't even feed myself or talk. But I was thinking, you know, it's a mighty good thing to tell the Lord to be, just wake up and say thank you, Lord. Be grateful. And one more thing I want to say, I love and respect the fact how with Elvin Cray, I'll say your husband, your child, you know, your king, you know, I'll say that you are grateful for the fact that he put, make sure the gas, make sure the car ready for you to clean. Because truth be told, it's a lot of men, and I'm sitting, the woman get out the car, go get your gas, and he's sitting there looking at her while she's pumping the gas. He's on his phone, and it makes you wonder, what kind of relationship are they really in? But if she know to be grateful to the Lord and draw closer to him, as you were stating in your scriptures and everything, if she not going to worry about you, look, God, you break him. You know, it won't be another thing, trick his joke or some stuff like that. No, God, you move him out of the way. For your joy. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Amen.
I like seeing your, and per, I see your picture, but I like seeing your face. Praise God.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me? This is Ida. Ida Dowdy, but they call me Mother Ida. And I'm just thankful that I turned on and listened to the service this evening, because Thanksgiving is a day that I say Thanksgiving is every day. And in my prayers, I always bring it in. Give God the praise and the thanks. So I enjoyed your message tonight, all is from the beginning to the end. And I just say ditto to what you said. And I am so grateful and thank you, because every day is a new day in my life. And I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, because I just had a birthday. And I thank God each and every day for a new day, which is like my birthday, because I'm thanking him for longevity. And on my birthday, I was 87, and I think I'm 39. I always tell everybody I feel like Jack Bennett being 39 for the rest of my life. So I'm thankful and grateful to you. And God bless your husband that he's on the line with us. 7:45, and then continue on the 8 o'clock service. And I have heard you on our line too. So God bless you. And when I pray for him, I always put you in that first lady. So thank you. And when I was in one of my churches in Long Island, New York, it was in the part of Jamaica, New York, for 30 years, I had 5 preachers that I was the pastor's aide at that time. Today they call the Shepherd's Club. But I knew the pastors and I knew the wives. So I was a backup person for all of them. So I'm just grateful that you gave that message, because Thanksgiving is every day. Oh, I thank the Lord for this beautiful day that we had. And it's still warm and nice. So thank you. And God bless you all. Amen. Amen.
Every day when we get up, it's a new beginning. It's another chance for us to get it right. I'm so amazed at what God does. It's like, I know that you know, like I said, now that I'm older, I understand some things a little bit better. Not that I understand everything completely, but I understand completely because I'm growing my learning. But he's been with me, and I know that he was with me even before I even knew the Christ, before I knew to commit things to the Lord. And he's with me now, even though sometimes you are. Remind me to lay it at the feet of the Father. Remind me to show gratitude. So I'm just every day that I wake up. It's just, I'm so amazed with his love and how merciful he is, how gracious he is.
No,
you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Anyone else? I wish I could sing. I have the kind of voice that you sing in the closed room that I told you about, or in the shower.
Sing in the tune of J or G, Jesus.
God bless you. This is Elder Showers. I missed the first part of your speaking, Elder, Dr. Elder. And I just bless God. He guides our heart, and we are grateful and thankful through it all and in all. And I want to say I'm thankful for the men and women of God who speak his word, who continue to live and be a witness and a light. I just thank God that he continued to help us all to go through. And as we go through, we are thankful that it could have been worse, but it's not. But thank you, God, for watching over. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for guiding our heart. Even when we go through issues, problems, and situations, we can always say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for taking me through, and thank you for keeping me in it. Thank you, God, that I didn't just lose it all. Thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness. We are grateful people because we are servants of God. And today I want to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, that every word that is spoken about you and to you, it is a joy.
Yeah.
It's a joy in our hearts and our souls, and we just thank God for each and every day. When I wake up in the morning, I say, God, I thank you. Hallelujah is my first word. Hallelujah to the King, because he is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God, because our life belongs to him. And he orchestrates, he leads, and he guides, and he continues to shower us with all of his blessings. So for that, I am thankful to be a part of the body of Christ. I am thankful to be on this line and to hear the testimonies of Mother Ida and Sister Terrace. I just thank God for all who is here, because, see, iron sharpens iron. And when I see you rejoice, I rejoice also. When I see you go through stuff, I pray and ask God to help and keep and bless. And he continues to watch over us day in, day out. I just thank God for all that he's doing. So I magnify God with my life. I magnify God with my words. I magnify God with my deeds. Everything that he gives, I give back to him, because he is worthy of all the praises. He's worthy to say, thank you, Jesus, when it's a crowd. It's thank you, Jesus, when I'm all by myself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe in my sleep, I say thank you, Jesus. So I say,
amen.
Today for all that he's doing and yet to do. And he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy.
Amen.
So thank you, Dr. Hallelujah, John and Suzanne, for this broadcast. Thank you for bringing people on day after week after week to share God's word to us, who that we're here. So I just thank God, and I am thankful for the word of God, because he lives in us. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you. Amen.
Terry, too, and for your joyous and bold way of praising. For an example, just like I said, the older ladies that used to say, I know him, I know her, and my grandmother would say, the Lord is willing, and praise the Lord all the time. It was like for every sentence, praise the Lord, praise, you know, she would say that, but to younger people, a little bit, or psychologically younger, or spiritually younger, to understand, and they see that joy, see that sight that you have of being in the body of Christ. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there another before we come to a close? Well, I would like to say that, Dr. Suzanne, thank you for your topic of Thanksgiving, because that is the essence of our faith, is making sure that we are thankful for every moment. And, you know, because of our human nature, sometimes we do fall short of giving God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And say we, I'm speaking about the human nature. Sometimes we get caught up in the moment, and you know, we get to acknowledge God. So thank you for bringing forth, you know, that recognition of Thanksgiving. No, and I can really pretty much say, you echo what everyone else is saying. When I wake up in the I am thankful, you know. And sometimes I ask, you know, God, you woke me up. I have so many friends who have passed on and gone on to glory. But yet, God, you still have me here. So it happened for a reason. You still have me here.
Yeah.
You still have me here. So when I wake up, it's not only for a brand new day, but just thankful that God still feels that I'm useful. And I'm not saying that those who have gone on are not useful, but I believe that there's a time for all things and there's a season for all things. And I am still in my season where God still wants to use me. So I am thankful. I am thankful. Dr. Suzanne, one of the things that grabbed me that I, you know, caught on to is it says, hold on to your praise until it becomes a natural way to your living. Hold on to your praise until it becomes a natural way to your living. And the more that we continue to praise God, and then after a while, we're not doing it because we have to be, we are doing it because we're thinking about doing it, it becomes natural. That's the first thing. It's almost like eating. You know, we don't say, well, okay, it's time to eat, you know, feed myself. We just automatically do it. You know, we just eat. He wants us to be with his word. He wants us to feed on his word, and he always wants to be able to acknowledge where it came from, and it came from him. God wants the glory in everything that we do, everything that we say. I'll also like to say thank you to those from Call It To Me Ministry, you know, on Mother Ida, Sister Terrace, Elder Showers, and I see a few blog members and a few other places that you have not made a comment, but that's okay. As long as you're feeding on the Word of God, I do thank you for being a part of this hour. You know, the word says how good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity and in spirit. And, you know, and any time that we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus, that is a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. And I believe that, you know, it just kind of fills our spirit up, you know, and gives us, you know, energy, you know, because sometimes we become depleted, we become tired, and just being amongst the faithful, the believers, gives us energy to continue on. So I'm going to shut up here. Dr. Suzanne, if you would like to close us out in prayer, then we're going to close out. Again, thank you so much. Also, you can go. I'm sorry, you can go into the archives if you'd like to share this message with someone. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, and then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can share this message with someone else.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for this time to be together, dear Lord, to search your word, to write your divine word, to examine, Father God, to share, to discuss, to lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for this time, Father God, of Thanksgiving, Father God,
amen,
and practice. We praise you. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and the home of each and every person represented on this line, with us this evening, Father God, those who have here before, Father God, and those that are to come, Father God. Bless their households, Father God. Bless their families, Father God, and their relatives, dear Lord, extensions of I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will indwell and envelop them in their home, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that they have peace, Father God, that they keep their mind, Father God, that they keep their mind. We praise you, we worship you, we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Have a blessed night.